We've included a new fire suppression system down at that facility. So.
Is there anything in that to address new types of battery development or whatever? You know, if they develop a difference, how would you address that with, if somebody comes up with some new design of batteries?
Yeah, ones that aren't listed. In order for them to be accepted, they have to go to UL testing to be accepted, and then the fire.
I mean, you know, new technology comes up with batteries or something.
Yeah.
Is there a way to address that?
Yeah, that's the only way to, there's currently six or seven types of batteries that are UL listed, and we know how to, what's gonna happen when they catch on fire. If someone invents a new type of battery that's not listed, they would have to have it UL tested, and then you would have to be incorporated in the fire code, so the suppression system follows the technology.
Okay.
You can't figure out how to put out a fire if it's not tested yet.
Yeah.
So we would not allow any non-tested batteries, if that's your question.
Can you tell us the name of the firm and talk a little bit about their qualifications? Because this is a pretty new realm.
Right.
Sure.
You can Google their nationwide fire protection engineering firm.
Jensen Hughes?
Jensen Hughes.
J-E-N-S-E-N?
Yes. Yeah. And they have, for each part of this, they kinda are big enough to have a division. In fact, the three preparers we had, one was in Hawaii, one was in Chicago, and one was in Minnesota. So they flew in to present this to us on Monday. And they have, the reason we selected them, number one, their quality and history of work, and number two, the size that they have and the experience they have in just this issue. In fact, I don't know of any large battery facility in the country that they don't have a part of, whether it's testing or planning for it, so.
Yeah, they were able to put a staff of like 12 people together, where they said this report would typically take them 2 years to put together. They put it together in 3 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty efficient.
Yeah.
Well, because that was really my question is, you know, what's the, it sounds like the gut check on the quality of the report is pretty solid.
Yeah, we believe so. The appendix has all to do with, they did a pretty thorough analysis of how the feds handle these, other jurisdictions handle these. So part of their research was looking into other jurisdictions and other government levels. So we found it very thorough.
So who owns, and own may not be the right word, but who owns the 10 project that you guys have got kind of on hold waiting?
Good question. Mostly individual private developers that want to supply power for the grid and then get subsidies back.
Yep.
One guy that is a microgrid guy, those are just like 1 megawatt, really residential, smaller projects. He has three of them. But the other seven are all different people in a race to get giving power to the grid.
And how does the utility play in this, whether it's SDG&E here or the community?
Fantastic question.
Right.
Fantastic, but yet complicated. You could propose one of these and go right to the state and ignore us altogether through the CPUC and SDG&E. And there's several of those that are existing. In fact, the Escondido one was one of them. They didn't go through the local authority. They told us that if that was easier, they would do that all the time. But part of the direction we were given to the board is to work with state agency so that these two processes match better. So the applicants aren't choosing the easier route because the other agency hasn't caught up, right? So the utility, I think I'm trying to answer your question. The utility, if they do a private permitting through us and they get a use permit or whatever to build one of these, they have a purchase agreement through SDG&E to provide that power, and then the SDG&E gives them money back.
as they're required to do by the state.
Right. And this whole battery business started is because the state by law is required to have a certain amount of percentage of power supplied in the green arena or battery.
Right.
And SDG&E couldn't develop them fast enough, so they need these private people to do battery projects.
Interesting.
We just don't need them burning.
Okay, is there any other questions? Who's got to figure out how to word the motion?
Yeah.
Well, what we're...
I don't have a problem supporting their recommendation based on their presentation today. So I feel comfortable with what he's presented and who's done the work to support a motion to pass it on to the board supervisors.
Yeah, I do too. How would you want to...
I don't know that any of us are technical enough to read that if we'd understand it anyway.
Well, I would suggest that your motion is to support the county's consultant study in the findings there.
Okay, someone want to make...
I'd like to make a motion that we...
Okay, second?
Aye.
I'll second.
Okay, are there any other questions or discussion on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thanks for the clarification.
That was good.
You have discussion?
I'm going to be a abstainer vote now.
Okay.
So, call it.
No or abstain?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
3-0-1.
Thank you.
Okay, on the, let's see.
Insurance Institute.
Fire Protection District funding update.
Oh, we did that one. Adam Jeff.
Well, that's right. Okay. On the Insurance Institute.
All right, that's me. So this one is informational. So last month on the 22nd of October, our Fire Protection District Board of Directors, they authorized us to partner with the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. They're also known as the IBHS. IBHS has a program called Wildfire Prepared Home, which is currently available throughout all of California. And the program encourages homeowners to reduce their home's risk of wildfire by taking a system of science-based mitigation actions, actions like defensible space and home hardening retrofits. Upon completing those actions, the homeowners will be eligible for a certificate that could potentially serve as a pathway for them to retain or even reduce their insurance costs or get them off the FAIR plan. So this current statewide program model, it's a DIY model where homeowners really must take it upon themselves to independently complete those mitigation actions. And so we know that this can be an overwhelming process for somebody to understand, you know, what it means to retrofit their home, complete their defensible space to standard, stuff like that. So our partnership will provide enhanced support to folks that live in our district by providing a county fire staff person. Specifically, it's an existing fire prevention specialist that would be dedicated to support folks in our district. So this person will assist by offering guidance on local regulations and ordinances, helping with people complete their wildfire prepared home applications, and performing the final or multiple home inspections that would eventually certify them as eligible for the program. And so normally the program has an application fee of $125 that's set by the IBHS. But because our county employee would be doing the inspection at the home, as opposed to a contractor, the IBHS's contractor, the residents in our district will get the benefit of receiving a reduced application fee of $25. And so while this program is of course valuable for all homeowners, we're specifically looking to engage three specific groups as they're kind of best suited for the program. So the first being people who are building new homes. So we've been working with Planning and Development Services to educate them and their staff about the program so that they can in turn have those conversations with folks who are coming to their building counter going through the permitting process for a new build. And then those, we also reach out to those folks whose homes were built after 2008, which as most of you probably know, that's when the building code chapter 7A built in the use of fire resistant materials, required the use of fire resistant materials. And then also the third category is individuals who are living in Dulcera, Petrero, or Campo who would be eligible for County Fire's home hardening program. We would, that program is available to fund the retrofits to their home, which is great. And then as soon as they complete that program, we would help them get their wildfire prepared home certificate. So that's the overarching concept. The action just took place a couple weeks ago on the 22nd. So far we've created a new website on our County Fire webpage where folks can go to learn more, and then there's also an interest form there where they can fill it out. It'll the interest form will generate to our staff person's inbox, and then our contact will reach out within a week and get the conversation started about where they're at in the process, whether they're, you know, fully ready to start retrofits, fully ready to apply, or they're just really looking for more information. We kind of will meet them where they're at and guide them through. And then we'll be wrapping up more communications and outreach in the coming weeks. But in the meantime, the recommendation is to receive the update on the IVHS program, the San Diego County Fire Protection District Board of Directors action, and then County Fire's next steps for implementing the pilot.
And just to be clear, supervisors Anderson and Desmond brought the item forward, which is why this didn't come before you all first. So that was from their office directing us or authorizing us to do this. So credit to them for doing this.
So Campo, does that mean it's Campo zip code, or is that a certain area?
I believe it aligns with the zip code of Campo. So if your home is in the camp that has the Campo address, then you would be eligible. Yeah, that's for the home hardening program. But anyone in
Oh, that's why, that's kind of what I was asking about. Where are you exactly, kind of in the middle? It's a Pine Valley mailing address, but half the time they consider it Campo, because one of the south side of the gate on both of the streams.
Oh, I'd be happy to double check your address and see if it's in the boundary area for it. But I believe it's commensurate with anyone that's in
Lake Marina's fire station area, because we got in trouble a couple years ago with the burning permit and ran it through Pine Valley, and they hadn't called it in because they waited until 9 to call them, and we'd start burning at 8, and we already started burning, and here comes the Lake Marina Fire Department, or Lake Marina Fire Engine. What are you guys doing? It's because Camp Pine Valley hadn't called it in yet. It was all good. I mean, it was all, but it just a little bit of confusion there. So that, but that they responded from Lake Marina because they said that was their area. So now we go to Lake Marina.
They didn't give you a ticket, I take it then.
No.
So you said this would be existing staff that would help homeowners through this process. So this is like the DSI staff? Is this?
Yeah, it would be one of our fire prevention specialists. So somebody who's been trained to do the inspections, but then there's a separate, you know, training.
So there's some value in that. They're already in the field already, and we have inspectors in different neighborhoods. So we can easily, you know, while you're going to these businesses, also do this.
And that's what I say, if it's, you know, is it the regular, the inspectors who are doing like the business inspections, or mm-hmm. is it the DSI side of the house?
No.
Because it's mainly building changes, yeah, as opposed to property changes that are getting them through the certification.
Yeah, it's our inspectors, because we wanted them also understanding plans and building plans.
Makes
and,
sense.
And that type of connection. And so it's not going to be, they've gone through the training and all indications are it's not going to, we can utilize existing staff without a huge issue.
And so then how does that affect new construction?
So some conversations that we've had so far with Planning and Development Services is they are interested in, so there's two levels of certification. There's a base and then a plus. And the building department has expressed interest in making, in their next update, requiring the plus as the standard for new.
When's the next update?
2025.
Beginning or end?
Summer.
July, right?
Yeah, and the difference.
The reason I ask is I have a family member that's getting ready to hopefully build a house, and right in the middle of the process.
It won't be a huge additional expense to permitting. me give you an example, like, you're already required to do 7A, right?
Correct, but if there's more that they can do to help with the damn fire insurance, why?
Yeah, you might want to cover your gutters, things of this nature that are overly expensive, but get you over the top with insurance.
Right.
That's where you are.
There's been a report that the IBHS did with Headwaters, I believe, that said an investment as little as $2,800 would make the difference of getting that plus, you know, certification if you're doing a new build, but.
So I guess it really boils down to the insurance company's care, that there's an independent assessment, you have a certification. Because, I mean, they don't care about ISO ratings anymore.
I will tell you.
Right.
I will tell you they won't have a choice to care the way the political climate is on insurance companies. And having IBHS working on their behalf, having us do a certification, if they start ignoring that completely, there's going to be some political.
In 2022, the California Department of Insurance signed a regulation that requires the insurance companies to give discounts for doing certain wildfire mitigation measures. And they call it the Safer from Wildfires framework. So there's 11 or 12 different measures that they outline on the Safer from Wildfires framework that individuals can do to their properties. They also mention, you know, FireWise communities being something that would kind of heighten your level for the discount, as well as your local jurisdiction being part of a fire risk reduction communities list, which we recently applied for last year and have been on that list. So we've done what we can as a government agency, and so now it's really trying to encourage the homeowners, because if you do all those things on the Safer from Wildfires framework, the direction from the California Department of Insurance is that they will give discounts. And so where they're at right now is a lot of the insurance companies have to file their rate filings, and then they go through an approval process. So they have approved a majority of the rate filings, and they're trying to get through the rest of them by the end of this calendar year, is my understanding.
So we're very confident.
You keep saying the Safe Something from Wildfire framework. What's this in that word?
Safer from Wildfires?
Safer.
Yeah, Safer from Wildfires is the California Department of Insurance's, what they call that regulation.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody cares, but nobody cares about telling you anyway, right? 3 years ago, it was $4,200, my fire insurance in Julian, nothing special, house nothing special, $4,200. Last year it was $71, this year it's $8,700 a year.
We hear it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the IBHS, they're, you know, they're a group of the homeowners insurance consortium. So they're, so in theory, they're the people providing the insurance. They're paying into this group, and they're supportive of it. And then we did meet with the insurance commissioner's office, and while they can't endorse the program because it's not their program, they did recognize the program has value, and they were optimistic about it. So we felt like we agreed with districts 2 and 5 that, you know, there was definitely merit in piloting this program and seeing if homeowners are getting any type of relief. And relief isn't just necessarily your insurance going down, but it could be not going up as much as it would have otherwise.
Or
keeping it.
Or getting off of the fair plan, another metric as well.
To your point, I mean, like, so at Fair Springs, the majority of the board of directors are currently on the fair plan because they've been dropped.
The idea is if you do everything possible to safeguard your house, everything possible to maximize the potential of anything happening in your house, then the insurance company will never have to pay a claim. So, of course, that should lower your rates. You've done everything possible, right? So, hopefully, the logic plays out and we're pretty confident as well. Get that discount. Gotta try, right?
Gotta try. Got it. So access to this program, where can I find access to you, the programs you're talking about? Is it through the County Fire website or?
Yes. So there's if you
send that link to us?
Yeah, absolutely. I can send
that'd
it.
That'd be the easiest and all this.
And if you Google, I mean, I'll send it to you, but just so that you tell folks, if you Google San Diego County Fire, go to our site on the quick links or in the favorites on the right hand side. There's wildfire control.
Because just like you say, you've got different things, and then get plans to the county, and they don't know what's going on over here. Like you say, the PLUS program goes into effect in the middle of the year. Well, I'm not sure, depends on where you are in your process.
Yeah, if your building plan's already in and submitted, you can certainly do the upgrade.
Right.
At a later time.
Because that's the biggest thing out in the, you know, rural areas is fire insurance. And if you're building a house, you gotta finance it, it's required to have fire insurance.
Yep.
So how do you guys recommend that existing, not new of course, but existing people engage their insurance? I can go to the list and do all the things, but how do I get State Farm where, you know?
Well, I've heard several stories. I'm the public contact for the complaining group.
You can go right to the top.
I can share you multiple stories, and usually what happens is they threaten to increase or drop, and where you are forced to go to Fair Plan. So we advise people to shop before you get to Fair Plan, and also do whatever you can do, cutting weeds and everything else. And we often, I probably write a letter a week in someone's support of them doing what they can on their house. And it starts with the ISO rating. So you have a hydrant within this amount of feet of your house, you're this amount of distance to a fire station. So that starts, and usually we can delay the insurance company's decision to pull you, at least to allow you to do a little shopping time. So that's what we encourage people to do, to go through those steps. So at least you have a chance to shop. Don't get to that point where you're just automatically on Fair Plan. So.
The question, which kind of relates to this, and I don't know, we had a discussion here, it's been a while back about it, and the former board member, Ira Ramona, was asking about it, that the state, what was it, the state rating program of
ISO.
Fire hazard severity zone?
What's that?
Fire hazard severity zone?
There's two things. There's the mapping.
The mapping, but there was some question. I remember that somebody was going to look into something about that because they were just basically blanketing certain areas, and the insurance company looks in that. Well, you're in a high fire area, even though you're in the middle of town next to the fire station.
Well, it's kind of good, bad news. the good news is the insurance companies don't really pay attention to too much of the fire hazard severity zone.
Okay.
The bad news is it pretty much colored our county red when it got updated. We are finding now that they're more looking into the specifics of the property before they drop you. How far from the hydrant, how far from the station, those type of things.
Then now my property right next to the station, I'm still,
right.
I still want insurance.
Just let me have a dream here, man.
Yeah, I like your dream.
Yeah. We try our, long story, even longer. We do our best to help individual cases. Doesn't always work out, and this is another arena that hopefully we can get dollars down. Constantly hear people pay more in fire insurance than their mortgage, and who thought we would ever be there?
Right? It was something somewhere where somebody wasn't. I don't think it was here, some other part of the state. They were building a new fire station, and they couldn't even get fire insurance for the new fire station. The fire department. They couldn't even get insurance for the new fire station. Anyway, so anything else from your presentation?
That was it.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions that you have over? Okay. Okay, anything else in our new business other than the calendar for next year, which is listed on the last page there? Did everybody get a chance to see that? Mm-hmm. Looks like we switched a couple of them where they're the second Monday of the month, which is that so will coincide with board.
We have a long lead time now on board letters, so we have to get them in 6 weeks in advance of the board meeting for our votes for review. So try to make sure we get the budget in there as well, so you all get a budget presentation.
Okay, does somebody want to make a motion and we accept those dates?
I'll make a motion to accept those dates.
Do we do that motion?
Yeah. Informational.
I make a motion.
Regardless.
No problem. I get sidetracked.
You think looks shiny.
The good one. The motion. We have a second.
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, is there anything else for the good of the order?
I kind of let the group know one thing. Several months ago, you all voted on us getting a grant for the station hardening, the FEMA money. That was supposed to go in October, but the environmental review wasn't done, so it will not be going to the board till May of 2025, but you all voted on it August of 2024, so I want to thank you all for your vote, and it'll be about 10 months before.
Just a short letter, whatever gets there.
Yeah. Your statement's already in there. Jessica was very good. She heard the last update, so it's in there.
Okay, anything else for the good of the order?
Just so buried.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion, we adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Perfect.
Here's the thing, Brett, or, at least the one for fire guy.
This is the one that's like, no.
On our board,